It's been awesome to work with you guys this week and really spend some time in talking about worship. Grace, mercy, and peace be yours this day in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen. Speaking about worship, when I was younger, I didn't like much going to worship. I didn't really like to go to church. And as I've thought about it, there's probably a couple reasons. One, I am not a morning person. So I've never been good at getting up early in the morning. It's always been a challenge for me. And also, I had to wear my nice clothes, and so my mom would get me all my nice clothes out. And for whatever reason, my nice clothes were always really tight and uncomfortable on me, so I didn't like to wear them on Sunday. And then, I don't know if you've noticed, but I have curly hair. And my mom made it a battle every Sunday to get my hair to part a certain way. And there are pictures of my hair protesting. And so she would wrangle me and my mop of hair on my head every week to try and get it to be a certain way. And by the time we finally would get to church, it's already been a battle. And I get there and we're saying these words that it seems like we say every week. And we're singing these songs that sometimes I don't even know. And I just didn't get it. Church is weird. Have you thought about it? Church is weird. Like, what we do here on Sunday morning is weird. Especially if you didn't grow up in the church. If you think about all these songs that we sing and these prayers that we pray and these responsive readings that we do time and time again, it's odd and it's strange and it's outside of our normal everyday type of experience. Church is kind of weird. So why do we do it? What's it all about? You know, with all the obstacles and all the confusion about what we're doing here, it's not all that surprising that so many people in America and so many people across the world don't come to church, don't worship regularly. And even for those who are Christian, even for those who are Christian and desire a close relationship with their Savior Jesus, it's not always so clear-cut. And so you get questions like, well, isn't God everywhere? Why can't I worship God in my own way at home in my recliner? Why can't I go outside into the great outdoors and worship God and the wonders of His creation out on the lake or by the river? Have you heard that before? Those questions are commonplace. So what is it? Why do we worship? What is it about this time that we gather that is so special? What is it about this time of worship that is so important? I think as we consider and focus on the purpose and the motivation behind worship, I think there are really two main questions. And the first question is, what do I get out of worship? To get to the heart of what we're getting at, what do I get out of worship? And then the second question, I think, is what is my contribution in worship? I think for most people, that first question is key. Why are we here? What do I get out of it? Now, I've talked to a lot of people about worship, and I think a lot of people have a myriad of different answers to that question. And I would say some of them are probably not all that bad. For example, some people might come to worship to be connected to a community of people, right? And worship is the place where Christians primarily gather, and if you want to get connected and stay connected to this community, showing up to worship is a great way to do that. Others might say they come to worship in order to have a connection and closeness to God. And still others, I have asked this question, and they say, well, it's just the thing that you do. It's what you're supposed to do. Now, I don't think any of those are necessarily bad answers. It is good that we should gather together as God's people, gather together under the banner of the cross of Christ. It is good. In fact, in Hebrews, it says we should not tire in gathering together as his people. That's not a bad answer. I don't think it's necessarily a bad answer either to say that we are looking to encounter God here in this place, and I think we do. When we come here for worship, one of the first things we do is we invoke the name of God, recognizing that here in this place, he is here with us, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Worship is a place where we encounter God. And I don't even think it's necessarily bad form to say that we come to worship because God tells us to. In fact, there's probably a lot of things that we should be doing more or less of because God tells us to. But none of these really get to what I think is the heart of the issue. And in seeking to find what this time of worship is all about, I think we need to look no further than our reading from Psalm chapter 98. And this morning we read the whole of Psalm 98, and I'm just going to read a couple little snippets that the psalmist writes for us. So I'm going to read those really quickly. This is what the psalmist says about what we are participating in right here and right now. He says, "Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvelous things. He has made known his salvation. He has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his steadfast love and faithfulness. Therefore, make a joyful noise, all the earth, to the Lord. Break forth into joyous song and sing his praises." You see, what we do here, as we gather for worship, it's more than a time of fellowship, although it is that too. It's more than an encounter with God. It's more than a feeling that we get, although it can be that as well. It's more than an act of obedience, although it certainly is that. We worship because it is here that God's salvation for all people is proclaimed. It is revealed. It is made known to us. And we need salvation. We all need salvation. See, we worship because we are broken. We worship because we are broken people. We desperately need salvation because we have sinned. We've sinned against God, we've sinned against each other, and we are in such desperate need of what is offered here. His salvation, his grace, his mercy, and as the psalmist puts it, his steadfast love, his faithfulness. See, we worship because we need Jesus. That's why we're here. Because it is here where Jesus, the very Word of God made flesh, is proclaimed and given to us. It is here in worship where we confess our brokenness and our sin out loud to each other and where we receive forgiveness. Where absolution from our sins is proclaimed into our lives, where we are made whole again. It is here in this place where the saving work of Jesus on the cross is graciously given to us. At times through the waters of holy baptism, at other times through his gracious gift of his body and blood that we receive for our forgiveness and life. And guess what? That doesn't happen at home in your recliner. It doesn't happen on the lake, outside, even in the wonders of God's beautiful creation. Those things are offered to us here. They're here for you where God's people gather in worship. And so what do we get out of worship? Life. Here we receive life. Worship, I think, is this picture of a relationship that we have with our God, a conversation where God speaks words of life into our broken lives and makes us whole. And then we get to that second question. What do we contribute? Nothing. Nothing but our unending and undying praise and thankfulness. Hearing God's words of life, we respond with praise and thanksgiving. That's why we sing. That's why we sing a new song to the Lord, the God of our salvation. That's why we offer here our prayers. It's why we come and we hear God's word read out loud into our lives. It's why we seem to say the same things each week over and over and over again. Because while the wondrous acts of God, the wondrous acts of His salvation in your life never change, His mercies are new for you every day. Each week when we come to worship, God's mercy is made fresh and new, and His cup of grace and forgiveness flows into our lives and it overflows. And so we sing, and we pray, and we hear God's word, and we rejoice. In worship, we speak back to God, and we speak to each other and proclaim His wondrous works in our lives. And so, in the end, church is still weird. Church is different. It's a completely otherworldly, outside of normal, everyday kind of experience. Because church is worship. And here in worship, God is with us. And He speaks this promise. Here you will receive Christ. Grace, mercy, and life. And it is strange. It is odd. But I think that's the very reason to come. Because we need something outside of the normal every day to bring us back from our sin week after week. We need a Savior. We need Jesus. So let's sing. Let's pray. Let's speak back to God His wondrous works in our lives. All glory, honor, and praise be to Him who is almighty and worthy of such praise. Amen.